Hi, everybody. It's Sam.
And I'm Isabella. And you can check your clock, because it's Yap O'Clock. It's time. I don't know if people have watches anymore. I don't have one. Leave a comment down below if you guys actually have a watch. Classic watch.
Not like a Apple Watch?
Yeah, because that's...
You think they're fake?
It does more than a... It's not a real watch. It, like...
It tells the time.
Blood temperature and time and where you've been and who you're going to become.
I love when my watch tells me who I'm going to become.
Bro.
That's like my favorite feature.
Yeah. Well, my phone can do that too.
That's true. Should we...
Yeah, let's see what...
Should we check?
Let's go on a particular app called CoStar that some people have said is not actual astrology, but I like it.
It's fun.
I like having do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little to-do list. I love a to-do list.
Exactly, and it's daily, and it refreshes, and you get new insights on your life, and I think that's great.
Yeah, because I don't like figuring out what I have to do. I'd rather someone else tell me what I should be keeping an eye out for.
100%.
Yeah, what does yours say?
So mine says, understanding is more interesting than forgiveness.
Ooh. Mine says, you don't have to punish yourself for being sad.
Oh.
Yeah, that one hurt a little bit.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Stab you in the heart. What are your do's?
My do's are napkins, veganaise. Isn't that like... I don't know.
Vegan mayonnaise?
Veganaise.
How do you spell that?
Aimless strolls. And my don'ts are secrets, pessimism, and people pleasing.
Ooh.
Ooh. I've never pleased a person before in my life.
No, never.
While you tell, I'm going to Google veganese.
Okay. So my do's are calculated risks, clarification, and self-advocating. My don'ts are gloating, sleep deprivation, and conjectures.
Oh. Okay.
So, I don't really know what to make of that.
Right. It is vegan mayonnaise, by the way.
It is?
It is.
Oh my god, I was right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which I want, like, now I'm wondering what's in it. Why?
I've never had vegan mayonnaise.
I don't even really like normal mayonnaise, so I don't think I'd like the vegan one.
I became...
Follow Your Heart with Veganese. Veganaise?
Oh, Follow Your Heart. Yeah, I know that brand.
Yeah, there's Hellmann's.
The vegan?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never seen one in a store.
Probably if you go to, like, Trader Joe's.
On Amazon, it's $81.99?
Excuse me?
You're fucking kidding.
No. Excuse me?
Oh my god, it's currently unavailable.
What is with this vegan mayonnaise?
I don't know. Maybe that was a lie, because there's another one here that's $5.99. That one's Amazon's choice.
So the $81 one is the Follow Your Heart brand?
$81.99.
What is in Follow Your Heart?
Actual people, I think.
Oh. Hearts?
Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Is it vegan if there's people in it?
Potato,
or like,
potato.
Or, I guess the question is, if you had a mayonnaise and it's made of egg, whatever, but you had a mayonnaise that's made of people, is it... Technically, when it's cannibalism, so it wouldn't be...
No, it's not like... But you're still...
Eating meat.
But you don't put meat in...
Because, I don't know.
You don't put meat in mayo. That's the thing. Where do you draw the line?
That's true. Like, I don't know.
This is such a dark topic to go
right
on.
Right off the bat,
For our first little...
Yeah. let's pedal back a little bit.
Let's go into a more lighthearted topic.
Yeah. So I'm Isabella. Hello. My star sign is Gemini, and my favorite color is yellow and teal.
Beautiful. Hi, I'm Sam. I am a Scorpio, and my favorite colors are pink and black.
Oh.
Ooh.
I was going to say red.
Really?
Like red and pink.
No, I love black. I think red looks good on me, but it's not my favorite color.
Mm. No, that's okay. I've had this conversation with many different people.
Okay.
What are your favorite colors, and what are the colors that you look good in that are your favorites to wear? Because my favorite color is like yellow and teal, but I don't think I necessarily look good in teal. But it's a favorite color, but I don't really, I can't pull it off.
Interesting. I don't know if I've actually seen you wear teal. Like, what pieces do you have?
I just recently bought a quarter zip sweater. And it's like, that's an indoor. That's not one that I ever take.
It's not
outside.
A going out.
Maybe if I, I don't know, have to leave the house in a hurry, I'd wear it out. But, like, it's not like a fashion.
Let me go out.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and be seen.
Interesting. I mean, I wear black all the time. I think black is, like, nice and neutral.
You rock it.
And it just makes you look put together.
Mm-hmm.
And pink, I think, is a cute color, depending on, like, the shade of pink. I really like baby pinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so much, like, a hot pink girl, but okay. I do have a hot pink dress.
Oh,
it's, like, an athletic dress.
Okay.
That I didn't even wear at all this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, summer... It's still going on.
That's true.
I know it's September, but the temperature here is...
It's still pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but usually, like, I don't go for, like, hot pinks, like Barbie pinks and that kind of thing. That's why for the Barbie movie, it was, like, really hard for me to dress up because I, like,
so
didn't have those colors.
I feel like my life is so hard during the Barbie movie.
I can't dress up for an event. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really think I own many pinks. The Barbie movie was hard for me because I just genuinely didn't have anything pink.
Mm-hmm.
Because I usually go for whites or greens or yellows.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get my color tested.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's stupid and a waste of money.
I don't know what they see. Because, like, people do those filters and they're like, oh my gosh, very clearly I'm like a... I don't know what the options are.
Mystic
but like
winter or whatever.
Exactly.
They are.
Yeah, and then cool and I'm like, winter. How do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
What if you're a combo?
Right. What if you're unique?
What if you're, like, divergent?
Yeah.
The color spectrum.
I don't know. And then you just...
I do feel like SNL should make a skit where you're divergent, but with the color patterns, and it's just the movie Divergent.
Ooh. Do you think Divergent is, like, too far out of the mainstream now?
I've never seen it. I think that... It still is in the people's hearts.
Oh. I would say The Hunger Games is more in the people's heart than Divergent.
But I feel like it's so... I'm doing air quotes for those listening. Niche now that it'd be like, oh my god, SNL has brought up Divergent in the year of 2024.
That's true.
I feel like that would just be really funny and cool to them.
All right, so if SNL writers are listening...
Of course they are. Hi, SNL writers. First off, if you have a slot open, call me. And second off, you should do that idea. And if you do that idea, please tag our podcast.
Tag our podcast and invite us to the show.
Yeah, let us co-host.
Ooh, okay.
Right? I feel like
yeah.
New York. You know, you can navigate New York.
I can navigate New York. I can get you to 30 Rock.
Around. Yeah.
100%.
I don't
That's
like
fine.
New York.
Okay.
And that's just my hot take. My mother
that's
loves
a hot
New York.
Take.
Yeah. And she always was like, I want to move to New York. I went there. Our like coming of age trip was when I turned 12. My mom took me to New York, her and I. And I was like, oh my God, I hate it here.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm sorry that you had that experience.
It was scary.
I mean, yeah, it can be scary.
And I think it was like in spring.
And that made a difference?
I don't like spring.
Oh.
That's another hot take.
So that was like a spring and New York? Ugh.
Yeah. Here's a hot take. Spring is the worst season. Because what do you have? You have Easter?
Oh, are you talking about like just for holidays?
Like, in
like
general,
celebrations?
Pastels, Easter.
You don't like pastels?
No.
Okay.
I mean... They're cute to look at. I can't wear pastels, personally.
I can wear pastel pink.
Okay. Well, then you can have Easter.
I'll have Easter.
You can have all those. I don't know what else. Well, now we do have St. Patrick's Day.
Hmm.
That's
okay.
Fun. What other holidays are in spring? Yeah.
I can't think of anything
exactly.
Right now.
We've got Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, we have Easter.
Would Valentine's Day technically be in spring, though? It's in February.
I think that kicks off spring. Because I know...
Isn't, like, mid-March, like, when spring actually happens?
Yeah, because I believe, what is it, December? Is it December 21st or January 21st that is the winter solstice?
I don't know.
I also don't know. Hey, Google.
Would it be... Oh, did you just set off somebody's Google right now?
Oh, I'm sorry if I did. My bad.
Oops.
Sorry. We should have a random name for Google. Hey, Matilda.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Matilda.
Matilda. Okay, let's check
with I was going to call it Goggle.
Word.
What am I Googling? Originality.
Winter solstice.
Yeah, when's the winter solstice?
Oh, December 21st. Okay. I was right. My big old brain. Shout out to when I was in astronomy. Did I ever tell you about that?
You were in astronomy? What do you mean?
I took an astronomy 101 class when I was in college. It was like in the middle of COVID. It was an in-person lab.
Lab? What did you do in a lab for astronomy?
We kind of sat there. I learned about like light spectrums and stuff, and like rays. And then...
But in a lab?
Because it was wintertime, we went up on the roof of the school. Like, it was like a safe roof. It wasn't like triangle roof. It was like roof. Like,
okay, you know? Yeah.
And we would just stare up at the sky, and our teacher had a laser pointer, and he would like be like, that's the summer triangle, and that's the whatever. And we lived in Las Vegas, so there were no stars in the sky.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of hard to see stars over there.
We're in the middle of the city. The airport mm-hmm. is to our left. I can mm-hmm. see. I can see it. And he's trying to teach me about stars, and there's just planes flying over.
You need the app where you see the stars.
I have that app. I love it very much.
I think it's fun.
Sometimes I try to turn it on when I'm in an airplane, mm-hmm. and I like to be like, what's... But it doesn't work anymore. It used to work.
Did they stop, like, fixing it?
Oh, no, like, it would work on airplanes, but now, because I'm on airplane mode, it won't. Like, when I was little, for some reason, it would work on planes.
Did you not have airplane mode on, or did you
have... I don't know. It's a really good question.
This is another topic that I want to discuss, because airplane I have... mode? Yes, I have been on so many flights recently, mm-hmm. and it annoys me the amount of people that do not put their phone on airplane mode.
What does airplane mode do?
Apparently, you're supposed to put your phone on airplane mode, and your devices, because I was on a flight, and the lady was like, put your device, like your watch, on airplane mode. So...
Does it crash the plane?
It messes, like, the frequencies interact with, like, the plane landing controls, or, like, the plane controls in general. Mm. So you're supposed to put your thing on airplane mode, so there's not so much, like... frequency and vibrations up there. It should just be the plane frequencies. And also, you can't get any reception up there anyway when you're 30,000 feet in the air.
Some people pay for in-flight Wi-Fi, which I think is a scam. Wi-Fi.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. And how does that not can mess with the whatever?
Because it's Wi-Fi and it's not trying to search for a cell tower.
I don't know.
Because if you're all the way up there and you don't have airplane mode on, but you're not connected to anything, your phone's going to constantly send a signal down mm-hmm. and try to find a cell tower to connect to.
Right.
But the amount of people that I've seen recently that do not have airplane mode on, horrendous.
It's about basic human decency.
It's about basic human decency, mm-hmm. for sure. Airplane etiquette is terrible yeah. nowadays for mm-hmm. people. There was this guy, I was on the flight to from London to Dublin, and the guy diagonal, I was middle seat, so he was aisle seat row ahead of me, mm-hmm. he was on his phone the entire time during takeoff when the flight attendants clearly said put your phone on airplane mode. Didn't listen to them. As soon as we took off, you know how you have to wait till your cruising altitude to bring down your tray and open up your laptop and mm-hmm. do whatever? He didn't wait.
Oh.
He brought his laptop out right away. Okay. And he started working on an Excel spreadsheet. And I'm like, oh my God, dude, come on.
Yeah.
He started doing blah, 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 whatever. The flight attendants were actually lax with it, which I didn't like. Like, I would have yelled at him. I would have stared at him down and been like, put your computer away now.
Yeah.
So we were starting... You know, the flight goes on. We're starting our initial descent, mm-hmm. and they say, please return your tray tables up to the position and put away all large electronics.
Right.
He did not put away all large electronics. He did not. And he just kept working on his thing.
And how long was this flight?
probably like an hour and a half.
Okay.
So it's basically you go up, you're there for a little bit, and then you just go back down. Mm-hmm. Because you take off, and then you start the initial descent 30 minutes before you land. So, like, you're not up there very long. But the flight attendants were walking back and forth collecting any trash, and we were, like, making the final descent. Mm-hmm. And the flight attendant was like, put your computer away. And he goes, oh, okay. And he like closed it and he put it away. Also, I hate when people get like hot drinks and they just leave it on the tray table.
Why?
Because what if there's turbulence? You're going to spill it on somebody. And he had his laptop out and he had the hot tea right next to it. And the pilot was like, yeah, when you fly into Dublin, it's usually really windy. And so we were starting our descent, mm-hmm. and he just kept it open. I was like, I'm waiting for a gust of wind to hit the plane. And then, boom, tea goes all over his computer.
Yeah.
And ruins his day.
Yeah.
Because listen to rules. Please listen to rules.
Listen to rules.
That's my motto of the day, speech. Everybody.
Listen to rules. Now, you don't have to follow them, but you should at least listen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would hope so.
Listen to the rules. At least consider following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But listen.
Yeah.
Practice listening ears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listening ears turned on.
Absolutely. Always. It's very mindful.
Very demure.
Very demure. Also, I think we should elaborate on why basic human decency was so funny to us.
Do you want to tell the story?
I'd love to. So, what ride were we on?
Hagrid's.
So we were on Hagrid's, and it was...
Hagrid's in Universal Studios, Florida.
Florida, specifically. And it was that room where it dumps you out into the huge little showroom where... Who's standing there? I've also never seen Harry Potter. Who's standing there?
I think it was Hagrid.
Was it Hagrid? I thought somebody else. The ginger guy.
The Weasley's dad, I believe.
Whatever. He was there, and he, you know, he sprays you with water or whatever. And then, so it's a big old room. But there's no more line. They even tell you that. The line has ended. Fill in all available space.
Keyword.
Which is what we did. We filled in available space. And then we kind of got in front of this family of eight. Right? Mm-hmm. A big old family. We don't know the number. It was a big family. And we got in front of them. And they, like in front of a few of them. But they weren't even the main... Like, we got ahead of a few people.
Exactly.
Because it was us. And
we were right by the door.
Yeah.
So that when it opened, we could get into the actual line again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were not pleased at all. They were very angry. And it's a switchback. So you keep running into them. And every time we'd switch around, they'd be like, me, me, me. Like, they would, like, say some shit at us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, were they not...
Yeah, they were looking at us.
And they'd be like, unbelievable, I would never do that. Which, yes, you would.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you would. You're just mad that we did it before you could.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this guy in the group. He went under the chain, so on our switchback, he ran into us. And he got really mad. He was like, blah, 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 blah. It's about basic human decency. And also, possibly, he threatened to slit one of our throats. Right?
Punch. Not punch. Slit.
Punch our throat?
Punch.
That's in the throat.
I want to say punch in the face. I forget the details. But I'm pretty sure he was like, if we weren't here right now, like, I would punch you in the face.
Which, not that serious.
Not that serious at all. Basic human decency. Okay, don't punch me.
It's about basic human decency. Don't punch me. Don't punch me. Just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When I'm in a big-ass group, I respect the people that try to get in front of me. There's a lot of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't like if you're going to cut in line, but if we're in a giant room and they say, fill in all available space. Mm-hmm.
Haunted Mansion becomes a...
Literally.
A war zone.
I would love to see them on Haunted Mansion. I would love to see them on Dinosaur, on Guardians of the Galaxy.
What's another Universal one that dumps into a big room?
I have no idea. Didn't Shrek do that? No, well, Shrek was the show.
Really anything. Because you know what? I don't know. I just feel... I just feel like, let it go.
It's not that serious.
It's never that serious.
And it was just the one guy who was so bothered in that entire group of eight.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And they were all grown-ass adults. They mm-hmm. were all, like, in their 40s.
Yeah.
We were, like, just little girls.
Just little girls.
We were just girls.
We're literally just a girl.
I'm literally just a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you yelling at me?
Why are you yelling at me? Exactly. Yeah. It's not very decent of you.
No. No, absolutely not. Not very decent at all.
No.
No. But that's why we always laugh when someone tells us about basic human decency.
It just gave us a nice little memory.
Oh, very lovely.
A very lovely memory. It's just something to laugh about now.
Yeah. I don't laugh about it. I just, I don't wish them unwell. Right. But if something bad were to happen to them, I'd go,
It's about basic human decency. Karma's a bitch.
I should have known better, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are probably wondering, what's this 8-ball doing here? It's our show and tell segment.
So if you're not watching.
If you're not watching, that's crazy. But if you are, thank you. I appreciate that. So we have decided that we're going to try and do a show and tell segment most days, most times.
Yeah, we have a lot of knickknacks around.
Dude, I love knickknacks. I want to be like a grandma that has a lot of things. And then when I die, I want all my kids and grandkids to fight over all my stuff. Because I have stuff of legend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so cool that they're like, oh, I want the 8-ball.
Yeah. I want the 8-ball from Grandma's podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I live in my multi-billion-dollar home.
Oh, obviously.
Full of knickknacks and things. Yeah, but I'll have, like, one room that's, like, my minimalist room.
Okay. Just one.
It'll just be, it'll be a rubber room full of rats.
Oh.
Rats made me crazy. You know?
I was crazy.
I was crazy once. I put me in a room. A rubber room. A rubber room full of rats. Rats made me crazy. But I have an 8-ball. You're probably wondering, Isabella, why an 8-ball? Because I use this 8-ball to make important decisions in my life. Mm-hmm. You have witnessed me do it.
Multiple times.
Where if I can't make a decision, I will... I don't know if you can hear that. I'll shake the 8-ball and it'll give me... Ah, better not tell you now. Girl.
Your show and tell segment is done. 8-ball said, don't tell them.
Yeah, said keep your secrets to yourself. I don't know. I like the 8-ball because it's unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an 8-ball full of liquid in a triangle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Mm-hmm. One day I would like to have the inside of an 8-ball. I want the triangle.
Oh.
Oh, what's that say? It is decidedly so. So one day I will have the inside of an 8-ball.
But not that one, because that one needs to stay intact.
This one's a special 8-ball. Mm-hmm. And earlier I was spinning it around and we were just watching it spin.
That's actually pretty cool.
Right? Every time we do one of these, we'll spin it, and if it spins, that's how long we talk.
Oh.
All right, that's
so the podcast is done.
Yeah, we only get about 8 seconds of podcast.
Oh, okay.
We should have a record for like the world's shortest podcast episodes.
I wonder how short they let you upload. Like, will they let you upload a 1-second clip?
When does it become a podcast? How long is a video until it becomes a podcast? Or is it, if you just call it a podcast, it's a podcast?
It's a podcast. I think so. Because there are some podcasts that are like 20 minutes long. There are some podcasts that are like 2 hours long.
Mm-hmm. We should make a 5-minute podcast.
Oh, okay.
And just call it, I don't know what we talk about. We could talk about like just like little motive. We could just read our co-stars and call
and
it
And that's
day.
It.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, besties, here's our co-star. That's it. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. If long form doesn't work, then we'll do short form. Mm-hmm. And it's just us reading our co-stars.
We'll just update the people on our co-stars.
Sponsor us. Yeah.
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 Okay. I love it.
Your ad here. Co-star. Just so you know. Or pattern. Ooh. Let's talk about that. Okay. So there's an app that I use that I made Sam get called The Pattern. And it's kind of like, I don't really know how it works.
It's like an astrology app.
It is, but it's like your timing in life.
Yeah, and you can see your friends' timing too, and your compatibility with your friends and with other people. Like, you can upload, like, dummy profiles into there. You just add, what do you add? Their
birthday? Where they're from.
Exactly. And
as
then,
much information as you can that tells you why.
How you're compatible, if you're like romantically compatible or friendship compatible, like all this kind of stuff. So
you're wonderful.
It's like pretty cool. Apparently the astrology people have
like this app more.
Yeah, have said that the pattern is actually pretty accurate.
However, they recently updated the app and it is now the most horrendous, ugliest app design I have ever seen, and I think that there should be a button to make it go back if you want it to.
Exactly. Please put me back in time.
Dear, because you can go back in time in this app.
Right.
Let me go back in time to when the app looked nice.
To the user interface that I liked.
Yeah. Because So you can't see this, but it's like you. It used to.
It's just, like a story that you're scrolling on.
Yeah. It's like you have to swipe up.
It's like the For You page, but you're just reading.
Yeah, but it used to just be like everything was like more organized, but now it's just like you're looking at.
Just slides.
Yeah.
It slides
and
of things.
It's stupid. However, impacting me now, my daily vibe.
Oh, are we reading these?
Is today's a great day to tap into the beauty in the everyday and lose yourself in simplicity. A part of you can view the world with innocence and enthusiasm. This kind of energy can help you identify what commit. Oh, wait. Help you identify what commitments feel meaningful and genuine to you.
Aww.
And then I have to keep swiping because, and it won't tell you, like, what you're looking at as you're swiping.
Exactly.
Until you get to the very end. It's ugly. I'm sorry, pattern. Please let me go back to the way things were.
Yeah, no. I don't like it at all.
Yeah. What's your daily vibe?
My daily vibe is, today, try to simplify your experiences. If you change your perspective to see ordinary events as simple miracles, things that you might usually dismiss can suddenly appear life-affirming or even magical. So basically, it's saying stay DeLulu.
As you should.
Honestly. Being DeLulu is the Salulu.
I almost said the Trululu, but yeah, Salulu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because life is too short to
not be DeLulu.
Because sometimes being DeLulu
works.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really works.
Sometimes it truly works. Because it's like manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Is it being DeLulu or is it manifesting? Let's talk about that.
It's manifesting.
Absolutely. Because okay. So the other day, we were at Halloween Horror Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the place to be. My opinion is Orlando is not a small town. HHN is.
You
run into everybody there. Mm-hmm. That is like the place to be. It is.
It's all the locals.
Yeah, it really is. And sometimes you run into people you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, a few days ago, the scariest thing to ever happen to me at HHN was that I ran into my ex-boyfriend's brother, and he didn't see me. But she saw me running out of the building we were in. We were in the mummy
lockers. We were in the mummy lockers.
And I turn around and I see him. But he's looking past me, so he doesn't see me. And I was gone. I was like a cartoon character with a speck of dust and my silhouette's there.
Yeah.
I was gone.
You guys should have seen her. She turned back to me. She went, "That's my ex's brother." And I went, "Go, go, go."
Uh-huh.
And we ran.
Yeah. And I was in, like, 4-inch platform heels, and I ran.
Yeah, you were in, like a nice outfit, too.
Yeah.
Short skirt, go-go boots, like, mm-hmm. the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And
we'll put a picture of it there. No, I ran out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So
HHN is, like, a local place.
Absolutely.
Now that we're talking about people that you might run into, I wonder if there was one time that I matched with some dude on two different dating apps.
Oh my god, yes.
But I didn't message him on the one or something like that. Mm-hmm. And
was
then
he on that page to speak to you?
No, that was a different one. And then he didn't speak to me.
Damn.
I got his number and then we texted for like one or two times back and forth and then he just never said anything
mm-hmm.
after that day, which mm-hmm. is really funny. But there is this one guy, I matched with him on two different dating apps.
Right.
Didn't speak to him on the one, spoke to him on the other, and we exchanged numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We started talking. He was a boring conversationalist,
damn.
And he never actually, like, asked me out. And
oh.
so I was...
So he's a loser.
Pretty much. But, like, his opening line on the dating app was, like, "Will you be my girlfriend for HHN?" Because he loves HHN. And I was like, "I love HHN, too. Cool, we have something in common." And then I just, like, I texted him. I was like, "Hey, I don't really, like, feel anything." Like,
did you ever
like,
go on a date with him?
No, I never went. I never met him.
Oh.
But, like, he was just such a boring conversationalist that I didn't want to go and actually meet him. So I was like, "Hey, I'm not really feeling this. Like, I wish you."
Is it that guy?
I don't even know who you're speaking of, but no. No, it's not. It's the one who came up as a recommended friend on Facebook.
Oh, him.
Yeah, okay. That guy.
Mm. Oh, man. Now that and, brings me back.
Yeah, so I texted him like, "Hey, I'm not really like feeling this." And then he just never texted me back. So I'm wondering if I'm going to see him at HHN.
Maybe.
Or if we're even going to recognize each other. Because I really only know, like, that one photo of him.
I don't even know what he looks like. Maybe we have walked past him.
Maybe we have.
Mm-hmm. Knowing all the people there that we've seen.
So true.
Especially the person we saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, going back to that. So, we did the Ghostbusters house. That's my favorite house. I love the Ghostbusters. I think they're phenomenal. I have the Lego car, I think. At least I have a little one of it. I don't know if I have the big one.
They have a giant one?
Yeah, they have like in the style. So I collect Lego cars, but specific ones, like the cool looking ones, like the big, but not like the ones that look like little like Lincoln Logs, like the full body vintage cars. Anyway, there's this guy, and funny story. So I get up there and he's staring at me, like he's staring at me. And then I remember like looking around being like, this guy's staring at me. Like I'm looking down, up and around, whatever. And then I look up and he's still looking at me and he's waiting for the thing to print. And he goes, sorry, it's slow.
Hold on, we were at a food booth.
Yes, for wasn't the Ghostbusters house.
A Ghostbusters themed food booth, and you were up ordering, mm-hmm. and the guy looking at you was the cashier.
Yes.
And you had ordered your food.
Yeah.
And he was waiting for the receipt to print.
Yes.
And staring at you.
Yeah. And he's like, sorry, it's slow. And I was like, oh, yeah, like it's raining, like whatever. And then we walk away. And the friend we're with was like, that guy like watched you walk away, you know? And I went, oh, he did? And then Sam was like, oh my God, you should give me your number. And I said, no, no, I'm not doing that. And then Sam was like, if you write down your number on a piece of paper, I will give it to him. Mm-hmm. So in the classiest thing I've ever done, on my receipt, I wrote in my lipstick, that's giving like girl boss the most girl boss thing I've ever done. And on this receipt paper, I wrote in my lipstick shade called Walk of No Shame by Charlotte Russe.
Charlotte Tilbury.
Whatever. Who's Charlotte Russe?
That was a clothing store.
Oh.
Actually, they still have some stores, but...
Whatever.
Anyway.
There's too many names in this world to remember them
Charlotte.
All. Charlotte. My friend Charlotte.
Yeah.
Her lipstick shade, Walk of No Shame. So I wrote, and I wrote Bella, which I don't go by Bella anymore, really.
It was just, enough room.
I ran out of room, because I'm writing in lipstick on a receipt paper. So I wrote Bella and my number, and I gave it to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Sam ran it, like a trooper.
100%.
Because you know what? I would never do it, but you would do it. And you would never do it, but I would do it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I'm not going up there.
Right, that's scary.
Yeah, but Sam recorded herself giving it to him. And I'll let you take the stage.
Because I know you, and you would be like, oh my gosh, what did he say? How did he say it?
What tone of voice?
Like, exactly. Yeah. Like, I couldn't film his face, but I filmed it like with the camera facing up towards me so you could see me. And I walked up to him. Like, I waited in his line again because I was going to go, like, behind the cash register and just be like, hey, I have something to give to you. But I waited in his line,
mm-hmm.
very mindful, very cutesy, very demure.
Yeah.
And
basic human decency.
Exactly. And so I got up to him and I was like, hey, my friend Bella, she was just over here, tall, blonde. She just got a marshmallow, like the s'more. She wanted me to give this to you. And he was like, wait, what did she look like? And I said, she was tall, blonde. And he went, the one with the pretty eyes? And I went, yeah. And he goes, yeah. And I went, she wanted me to give this to you. And I handed him the receipt with the number. And he like looked at it and he was like, oh my gosh, thanks. And he was like, yes. And then I was like, do with it what you want. And then I ran away. I said, have a nice night. And that was it.
And he hasn't texted me. It's been almost a full day.
Mm-hmm.
He's not texting me. But I don't know if he's into women. We don't know. We know nothing about this man.
We know nothing about him.
So
just that he was attractive.
He was handsome.
Yeah.
He was a handsome lad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have I ever told you, speaking about dating apps...
Oh?
Have I ever told you that there's a guy that follows me on my TikTok that ghosted me, but he follows my TikTok and he likes my stuff?
Yeah.
Hey, I think that's so funny. Watching this. Hey. Why do you do that? What are you doing? That's all. I'm just curious what your thought process is there. I see you and I know it's you. What are you doing? What are you doing, man? Come on. That's kind of it. I really need to air that out. Like, I see you, sir. Also, my TikTok is Spaghetti49, for those who don't know, if you'd like to follow me on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't put my name on it.
Yeah, she has a budding TikTok career.
Yeah, I'm like a micro celebrity. I'm like a Z-lister.
I would even say a Y-lister. I had to think about the letter before
like going down the alphabet. I went
XYZ. Why?
Because why am I so funny? I don't know.
Dude. You just are.
It's not an easy life.
It's not easy being green.
Absolutely not. No, dude. No. Kermit was right.
Yeah.
What's our timer? Because so Sam's camera only does 20 minutes, and so we have 20 to minute
increments. I have 40 seconds.
40 seconds. Left. You know you have 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
So we've done almost like 40 minutes of podcast already. We can just yap and yap. Oh, I love it.
I feel like we could just keep. I feel like we could just keep going. But I don't know. Should we pause it and wrap it up?
Okay.
I forget what we were talking about before.
I forget what we were talking about.
I think we were talking about that we needed to wrap it up.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And my camera lost a few minutes of footage.
So she had too much space.
Not enough space.
Yeah.
I ran out of space a little bit.
Yeah,
so we lost about 5 minutes of footage, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody has those days.
Absolutely.
100%. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Said by a true queen.
Shout out. I forget who's saying
that. Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana?
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, what blonde pop star said those words?
Hannah Montana.
It's been a long day. I ran a lot of errands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do much. That's I took okay. a nap.
You did a... personal errand.
100%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's my Sunday. It's fine.
Absolutely. For me, Sundays are always like my day to do stuff, and Saturdays are my chill days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Usually the day before, like my last day of work, like my Fridays, is my day to get stuff done so that I can relax on Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely. Dude, last time I was up till 2 a.m. just doing stuff. Just putting things away. I was cleaning things.
Good for you.
Organizing all my papers.
I'm proud of you.
I paid a bill.
Whoa.
At like 2 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Look at you go.
Yeah.
Girl boss.
I try, you know. Okay. Well, that wraps up our podcast.
Yeah. At least for this week.
Yeah. Full disclaimer. As we're recording this episode, we currently, as I'm saying this, don't have a name. But this will be released with a name. So.
Exactly.
Future us have it on lock.
100%. We're leaving it up to future us.
Yeah. So I would like to shout out future Sam and future Isabella. Great name, guys. You did
absolutely
wonderful. I knew you had it in you. Somewhere. Deep down. For me, anyway. You probably already know.
We know.
We know.
We're capable. We know.
Absolutely. We're girls that get it.
Mm-hmm. We are girls that get it.
Yeah. But I'm just going to say for the time being, thank you guys for much. Thank you guys so much for watching our podcast, Sam and Isabella. Us, you know us. We're homies. We're all friends.
Yeah.
What's that called when people think they're friends with people?
Parasocial relationships.
I'm gonna start one right now. We're all friends here, and really, thanks for coming and joining us on this little podcast. Do you have anything to say? Any closing thoughts?
Thank you.
Episode one.
Thank you for joining us for episode one. This is an exciting journey.
Yeah.
I'm excited to yap. The time was flying by.
I want a neon sign.
100%. We have to get like little upgrades.
That's how I know we
for
made
the space.
It. Mm-hmm. If I get a custom made neon sign,
we've made it.
We've made it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get that soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll blow up on the interwebs.
Oh, we will.
Absolutely.
Episode one, blown up.
Yeah, famous.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to move.
Insta stars.
They're going to find out where we live.
Oh my gosh, I hope not.
I hope not.
No.
That'd be bad.
Let's not manifest that.
You're so right. They'll never find... I live in the Bat Cave. You'll never find out where I live.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm super secret all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Always.
But yeah, no, I think that really wraps up episode one of our podcast.
Of our podcast.
Insert actual podcast name here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching.
We'll see you guys on episode two.
Bye.
Bye.